the Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Lamed Dalet discusses a guy before death who is very concerned about his wife not falling to Yibum. He doesn't have any children, and consequently his wife's going to have to fall to Yibum, and he is trying to prevent that happening. So he tells us that he has children. The question is, with what, why should we believe him that he has children? What nemonos does he have to tell us that he has children? So the Gemara says that he's actually got a migu. The nemonos of migu is that if a person had two options, he could have presented a particular taina, and instead of presenting that taina, he presented the taina that he did present. So the very fact that he could have been believed with the original taina is a reason to believe him with the present taina. The alternative taina that you could have mentioned, that you could have won your case with, that is the reason to believe you with your present taina. So this guy's got an ego. He could have given his wife a get. Now, he could pull out a get and give his wife a get. If he's going to give her a get, she will no longer be married to him, and consequently, when he dies, she won't have to do yibum. So he makes the following case. He presents the following case. He says, either you believe me that I've got kids, or I could give her a get. So the very fact that he could give you a get is a reason to suggest, to understand that he's not, that he's telling the truth, and therefore we have to believe him with his present taina. Every migu works like that. Every migu is made up of an alternative taina with a present taina. The alternative taina is, for example, you come to somebody with a shtar and you say, the document tells us that you owe me money. You borrowed money. You can never turn around to a shtar and say, listen, I paid it up. If you would have paid up the shtar should be coming back. The shtar should have been given back. But a person can present the taina that the shtar is a forged shtar. And you could get by. He'll have to go and fix up the shtar. He'll go and have to bring a proof that the shtar is a good shtar. So therefore, because you have an alternative taina, you haven't a taina that the shtar could have been mezuyif, therefore we have to believe you with your present taina that the shtar has been paid up. That's how every migu is built. It's built on an alternative taina and a present taina. And the fact that you could have won your case with the alternative taina, you therefore get a schus with your present taina. Similarly, this guy's got a migu. He says, I could have given a get. I could have got her out of the bounds of Yibum, just get her out of the marriage altogether. And therefore, you have to believe me that I've got kids, and therefore, she will remain my wife until my death, and she will not fall to Yibum. So the Gemara accepts this nigga. The question is asked. A Kohen is not allowed to get married to a grusha. So a Kohen who takes apart this whole migu and he makes a cheshbon, so he comes up with the following cheshbon. He says like this, your alternative taina is that you could have divorced your wife. If you would have divorced your wife, I could not get married because I'm a Kohen, and a Kohen cannot get married to a grusha. Therefore, maybe this migu is a good migu for the whole world. But it's not a good migu for Kohanim, because Kohanim could not have got married to the woman with your alternative taina, and consequently they should not be able to get married to this woman with your present taina. If the whole basis of belief of this present taina is based on the alternative taina, and the alternative taina is no good for Kohanim, so maybe the present taina should also not help you with respect to Kohanim. This is the question which the Rishonim discuss on Kuf Lamed Aleph. Most Rishonim take on that you do not have to check up this migu how the alternative taina works out with each and every person. If the alternative taina is a good one, So you can base on that your present time, and you go ahead, you don't start making a cheshbon. Does the timer work for this guy or that guy? You've got your migu, we believe you, your wife's mutter, she doesn't fall to evil. The Shilta Giboirim B'Shem the Riaz brings that Koyanim, holds that Koyanim may not get married to this woman. So we see that he has boundaries to this migu. This migu is not a free for all. The migu has to be based, always has to be checked out to each and every person, even though this migu may be acceptable for most people. But if there are a crowd of kohanim who this migu is not acceptable for them, so they will not benefit from this migu. The question is, what is the essence of the argument between the Riaz and the other Rishonim? There may be a Rashbam who also holds like this Riaz, that itself is not clear, but the Riaz is certainly a Rishon who holds this way. So the question is, what is the source of this argument? It seems that there is an argument in Migu, how Migu has to be checked out. How Migu has to be accepted. Is Migu something which is relative to each and every individual? If for this individual the Migu is binding, so it works, if not, not. Or Migu is a general idea. The same question could be asked in many different cases. I'll give you another example. A guy goes to his friend's house, he steals the candelabra. And he says, his friend comes to say, you know, what are you doing with my candelabra? So he says, listen, you're right, I took it out of your house, but it belongs to me. So what do you say? Generally, we know that anything which is in somebody's house belongs to him. Chazoko kol ma shetachas yodam shaloi. There's a chazoka that it belongs to him. But this guy who stole this candelabra, he says, let's go to Beis Din. You've got no proof that this candelabra was in your house, and you've got no proof that I kept it out of your house, that I stole it from your house. So I'm going to come into Beis Din, and I'll tell them the following. Believe me that this is my candelabra. I could have ignored, and I could have being makhish, I could have denied the fact that the migu, that this candelabra was ever by you and that I ever stole. Believe me that even though I had the candelabra, it was mine. With a migu that I could have denied the fact that it was ever in your property and I ever had it. So it's a very good migu. What happens when I come with this candelabra after Beis Din say, you know, you've got your migu, you can keep the candelabra. I go to a friend of mine and I say, listen, I'm giving you a candelabra. The guy says, I don't know that it's yours. So he says, I just want it in Beis Din. I've got a migu. The guy says, but I saw you chapping it out of the guy's house. See, I was present in Beis Din. If I would have been a dayan, I would never have accepted your alternative taina. So maybe I should not be accepting your present taina. So maybe this should be dependent on the original shaila that we had with this koyan. Here again, we've got somebody who does not have this alternative taina. I'll give you a third example. The third example is the following. We know that a guy who owes money, so all his property is a guarantee to his debts. If somebody goes and purchases his property, so the purchase holds as long as the loiver, as long as the malve does not come to request his debt. The moment he comes and requests his debt, and the loiver doesn't have any money, we're looking for property now of the loiver, we'll go to these guys who purchased the property and we'll collect. We'll take this debt, we'll collect this debt from the property. So you've got two people here. You've got the guy who owes the money, and you've got the purchasers of the property who are holding property which are guaranteed to this debt. So firstly, you go ahead, you go to this loiva, and you say, listen, pay up. If the loiva says, I paid up, and I've got a migu, I don't have to agree. I could have told you that your whole document is forged. So believe me that it's been paid up. So that's it. You can't go further. The guy is believed that the debt was paid up. If the guy's not around, he went to America. I'm now coming to look for the guy's properties. He's not around. So I go direct to these purchasers. The purchasers say, listen, we don't know what happened. Maybe the guy paid up. Maybe he didn't. So there is a principle. One of the principles of Choshen Mishpat is called Taninon. Taninon means that if the real guy who should be here in the Din Torah is not around, so, and you're coming to people who come as a result of this guy, they are the third person, they're not the real issue, but they're the people who've got to deal with the issue because they're the only people around, meaning anybody who purchased property from a guy who had an issue and he ran away. Yorshim, people inherited, Yesoimim, people who inherited their property from the father. The father's not around to handle his issues. And now you're bringing them into a court case, into a Din Torah. What are these guys supposed to do? Their father should be presenting tainas, and they don't know. So the Gemara calls it Psach Picho Le'ilein, the something called Taninon. We represent this guy, and any taina that this guy could have used, we will use now for the Yesoimim, for the Lekuchos, for the purchases, for the inheritors. What would be if one of the tainas that the father or the person could have used was based on a migu? So there's plenty of Gemaras that the Gemara tells us in plenty places, Bava Basa Dafayin we had recently, that we could present a case, we could present a taina, even though it's based on a migu. Even though the migu is based on what I would have said, and therefore believe me with what I'm saying, and the guy involved is not around, but because he could have used such a migu, we'll go ahead with a migu, and the kids and the purchasers will win the case through this taninon, even though it's based on a migu. What's going to be if this purchaser himself tells us, he says, I know that this shtar, this document that you're bringing me, is not forged. Therefore, I know that this migu that the loiva would have used, which would have helped me, which is consequently helping me not to pay, is not a migu. It's not an alternative taina. If he would have said it's forged, I would have said it's not forged. Can this purchaser use the migu of the loiva, even though the taina which the loiva is using today is a taina that the choiv was paid up, and this purchaser's got no idea whether it was paid up. Could be it was paid up. But because the present taina of piroin, of payment, is based on a taina of forgery, and this migu is being used on behalf for this purchaser, and this purchaser himself knows that the taina of forgery is not an alternative taina, can they use this migu? This should also be dependent on our original taina. I'm going to give you a fourth and last example, and then we will take each and every case and we'll discuss it individually. Are all the cases related? Are they dependent one on another, or are they not? The last case that we're going to discuss is a lady who was taken into captivity. The halacha is that a woman who was ma'anis, you were ma'anis a woman, you raped a woman who was raped. So, even if it was l'tzoyna or whatever, the halachas are, but she would become a zoyna and a kohen would not be allowed to marry her. Even if it was a zoyna, she becomes a zoyna, a kohen cannot get married to this lady. We take on, there's halacha, that if a woman was taken into captivity, we take on that she was raped, and therefore a kohen may not get married to her. She's a zoyna. The kohen's also with a zoyna. The question is, what happens if a woman comes along and she says, I was taken into captivity, No one knows that I was taken into captivity, and I want to tell you that I was not raped, and therefore I'm mutter for a kohen. So she says she's got a migo. She's got a migo. So we're going to let her get married to a kohen. What happens if a kohen says, but I happen to know that she was taken to captivity? So I do not accept her alternative taina. May I accept her current or present taina? This is the fourth case. We'll go over the four cases. The first case is our Gemara. A guy's got a migu, he wants to say that his wife is mutter for yibum, because I got kids. And I got a migu, I could have divorced my wife. So believe me, I got kids. Comes along a kohen and he says, listen, if you would have divorced her, I would be awesome. May I therefore rely on your migu that you have kids, even though I myself do not agree with the alternative taina that he could have given a get. You've got a guy who comes along and steals a candelabra, and he says, listen, believe me that it's my candelabra, I never had to agree that I stole it. He'll win the court case. What about a guy who actually saw the candelabra being stolen, and the alternative taina is that I could have said that I never stole it? This guy saw you stealing it. Does he have the mig? The third case is a guy purchases from a loiver, a guy who owes money, and we're doing a case of tanin on this loiver. The loiver would have had a migu that I paid up the choiv with the alternative taina that the star is forged. What happens if this purchaser knows that it's not forged? Can he use this migu? And the last case is a lady was taken into captivity, and she's believed that she was not raped because she's believed she could have said that she was never taken into captivity. What happens to a kohen who saw her in captivity? May he get married to her or not? All these four cases are mentioned in the Ktzais in four different places. The Ktzais Kuf Mem Vav Sivkot Nyud Aleph discusses our sugya with the Yibum and the Kohen. The Ktzais in Ayin Hei Sivkot Nyud Beis discusses the candelabra which was stolen. The Ktzais in Kuf Vav Sivkot Nyud Beis discusses these purchases, and the Ktzais in his Sefer Avni Miluim Simen Zayin discusses the case of the lady who was taken into captivity. In all four cases, the Ktzais doesn't bring one case from the other. Each case he discusses on its own. But in all four cases, he brings a Pesvis in Bava Basra on Dav Lamed. Pesvis discusses a similar case. And the Ktzais says that all these four cases are toiler on two shittas in Pesvis, and the Machlaikis in Pesvis over there is going to be a machlaikas in all these four cases. The story in Tosfos was a guy sitting in a house, and the original owner comes along and he says, what are you doing here? This is my house. So he says, I bought it from Yankel. So he says, do you have any proof of purchase? He says, not at all. But you yourself don't have any proof that you were once an owner here. So I've got a migu that I could have said that I never ever bought it of you. This was always mine. You never ever lived here. You've got no evidence that you ever lived here. So Taisvis is a big Taisvis, Lav Kamaidis, one of the difficult Taisvis in Bava Basra. And Taisvis says, essentially the guy's got a migu. I don't know from you, so believe me that I bought it from Yankel. Yankel's not around, no one knows about Yankel, I bought it from Yankel. So the Gemara says, no way, Yankel's not going to help you here, why? You've got no migu, what's your migu? A guy says, believe me that I bought it from Yankel, because I could have said you never ever existed. Let's say you bought it from Yankel, but you yourself agree that I was once the Baalim. And you yourself are not saying that you purchased it from me. He said you purchased it from Yankel. Who's Yankel? Yankel never bought it off from me. So you bought it off a Ghana. Thank you very much. Get out of here. Migu, migu. that even when you come with a migu, but your migu has to present a case. With your migu, you have to come with a present taina, a good taina. You can't say, I bought it off a guy on the moon. You bought it off Charlie Chaplin. What's that going to help you? You bought it off a guy who's got something to do with the karka. So that's the sugya, that's the gemara. So Taisus discusses, let's introduce Tanino. Tanino, as we said, this Yanko is not around, and I bought it off Yanko. Let's go and make a Tanino for Yanko, and then consequently, the guy sitting in the car, in the house, is going to win. You don't always make Tanino, you have to have evidence that this Yanko was there once, whatever. Anyway, if you have all the conditions for Taninon, do we go ahead with this Taninon? So there's two opinions in Taisus. The Rashba in Taisus says, why not? Let's go ahead with this Taninon. The Ri says, no, we cannot go along with this Taninon. Why? The Ri says the following. Let's assume that Yanko would walk into Beis Din today. And Yanko would say, believe me that I bought the karka of you because I got a migo that I could have said that the karka never belonged to you. Even if I would have come along with such a migo, but you yourself were sitting in this house, you would have got up and said to Yanko, that's garbage. What do you mean the karka never belonged to me? Of course the karka belonged to me. You yourself are maida. Lav kamoides. You yourself agree. The guy sitting in the karka agrees that the original guy is an original owner. So the guy sitting in the karka does not accept the alternative taina of this yankel. So how could the guy sitting in the karka win this house through a migu of yankel when the alternative taina does not exist? That is the Ri's taina against the Rashba. Says the Ktsoi is beautiful. The Machlaikas Ri and Rashba is that this Yankel's trying to win the house with a migu. And the guy sitting in the house has already agreed to the original owner that the alternative taina that Yankel could have presented is garbage, doesn't exist. And the Ri and Rashba argue, does this migu of Yankel help for the guy sitting in the house? This is exactly like all the four cases that we've discussed. That you got a guy coming along with a migu, and there's a guy on the side who wants to use this migu. Can he use the migu or can he not? In all four ktsoisin, the ktsois takes Ri and Rashba, throws it into four different cases and says, here you have it. Machleik is Ri and Rashba. In one of the four cases, the ktsois says, maybe it's not correct. In which case? Case number three, what was case number three? Case number three is you came to this purchaser and you said, listen, the guy that you purchased land from borrowed money from me. He owes me money. You want to use the guy's migu, but you yourself agree that the alternative taina of the loiva's migu is no good. So who says you've got your migu? So lechayre, it would appear that this is also one of the four cases, and why not? Says the Ktsais, no. Here, everyone is going to agree to the Rashba that he's going to win the case. Why? Because the whole idea of karka being guaranteed means that the property is a guarantor to this loiva, and there's a simple principle. That the guarantor is only chayev, is only obligated to pay the debt as long as the loiva has to pay. The moment the loiva is potu, so the guarantor is potu. So over here, you'd have to judge the case with respect to the loiva. And if the loiva will get by with that migu, that's it, that's enough for me. Because the guarantor is only a result and is dependent on, is a consequence of the din, of this life. So surely, says the Ktsais, here everyone has to agree that the life should win. That the guy in the property should be able to use the life's migu. So what do we have? We have four cases. We have a Taisvis. The Ktsais throws the Taisvis into all four cases. And then to number three, he says, no, over here the nigger's going to work. I would like to suggest that one cannot move the stasis into any one of the four cases, except the case that the choice said that you cannot move this case in. Dafka over there, I want to put the re in the Rashba. I want to suggest, Lule, and I want to say the exact opposite, and that every single din is going to have its own issue, and they're not dependent one another, and the re and Rashba have got nothing to do with any of the cases besides the case that the Ktzei said that it doesn't have to do with. One little vote. If we'll really go into this re and Rashba, we can't go into the re and Rashba now, but if we'll look deeply into their words, we'll see that their discussion is not a discussion of Nigu. Their discussion is a discussion of Ta'anino, how the mechanics of Ta'anino works. Their discussion is the following. When you represent a guy who's not around, who should be dealing this court case but he's not around, and the guy who's dealing the case doesn't have what to say, and you bring this guy into the case, you bring this Yanko, or you bring the father who's died into the case, how do you look at it? Is Tanino, do we deal with it that this guy who's not around is actually takes over the Din Torah and he is now dealing with the case? Or no, you bring him into my Din Torah and he talks through my Din Torah. That's the whole issue of the Din Rashba. What's the difference? The difference is, can a migu of this Yankel, this third guy, can Yankel's migu help me, the guy sitting in the car, or not? If Yankel takes over the court case, and he wins the court case with his migu, so after he's won the house, I get the house from him, no problem. That's the Rashba. Therefore I use his migu, because he's dealing with the case, it's his migu, and he's gone through the sale through. But if you have to take Yankel into my case, and now Yankel's talking through me, and I myself have said to Besdin that the character, the house, belongs to the original guy. So I've knocked the Migu off its feet. I've knocked out the alternative title. So how can I use the Migu? How can I myself use a Migu if I've knocked out the Migu? So the whole issue of the Ri and the Rashba is the issue of Tanino. We can't go into the riots now from the Tosafot that is really the issue of the Ri and the Rashba. If we take the Ri and the Rashba till the end, so we'll come to the following conclusion. That really a migu of one guy, if I got a migu and I get through my case with a migu, I don't have to go around the whole world and check my migu. Is my migu good for every individual in the world? If I get through my case in Beis Din with my migu, that's it, I've won. Everyone else will take on that Beis Din's psak is correct, even though it was based on an ego that they themselves don't agree with the alternative title. The whole world do not have to become my dayonim. That's it. I got my ego, that's it. However, Dafka in the case of Nari and the Rashba, where the guy using the ego, he, the third guy and the second guy, the guy is not outside the case, he's part of the case. Dafka over there, this is Machlekes Nari and the Rashba. But otherwise, everyone would agree that a migu is something which is used once and that's it. But now let's go through the cases. Let's first come to the case where the Ktzois knocked it off balance. The Ktzois says that if you come to these purchases, their din is a direct result of the din of the Loive. And therefore, so the Ktzois over here, they have to be dependent on the Loive. And if the Loive could get away by saying that the Choyv was paid through a migu, so they're all right. That's not true. Because here is also a case of Ta'aninon. Here we're also creating a situation of Ta'aninon. And since the Ta'aninon has, this Machlek is Rian Rashba, where the Ta'aninon, you take this Leiva, like we took this Yankel out of the case, you take this Leiva out of the case, or you put the Leiva into the case. So if the Leiva is standing in the shoes of these purchases, so these purchases we have to know, do they have a migu or not? If you're taking them out, so the loive would sail through the case, and then the purchases are right. So the same side of the Nri and Rashba is the exact shaila that the Tzais wants to say that it's different. Here Dafke, we would go along that it's not a shaila of Nigat, it's a shaila of Taninon. Over here, the shaila of the Rian Rasba would be correct. However, if a guy said, I stole a candelabra, he stole the candelabra, very nice, he's got an ego. Over here, there's going to be no machlekes. Not like the Tzais says, why? Because who's the issue? The issue is between the guy who the candelabra was stolen from and the guy who stole the candelabra. In that issue of the guy stealing the candelabra, there's one issue between the guy who it was stolen from and the guy who stole. The guy standing on the side is not part of the court case. There's no taninim. He doesn't have to put his nose into what Bezdin decided. Bezdin paskin with the migu, so that's it. So over here, the Ri and the Rasba would be made to the Rasba. Let's go to the lady taken into captivity. Let's say the same thing. The person will pass and that this lady taken into captivity, she's alright. So a guy who happens to know that, he doesn't have to put his issue into Bezdin. Here, however, I want to suggest the opposite. Here I want to suggest that everyone's going to be masking to the Ri, that the Mig is not going to be good. In the case of the candelabra, the Tzais made a machlekes, we said everyone is going to be made to the Rasba, that the Mig is good for the whole world. In the case of the lame into captivity, the Avnei Miluim, here I want to suggest, fuck it. On the other contrary, everyone's going to be murdered to the Ri. Why? What is the issue of a lady being a Zayna? It's a shayla of Isuri. Zayna is an Isur. The Isur is not a shayla of Bezdin. There is a machlokes between the Tosfos Reed and Rambam, the Shmaitz and Shmaitz Vov Tezvov brings, whether this lady is a, where the Zoino is Isurim, or it's a Dovah Shebe'erva. That's correct. Dovah Shebe'erva is something which needs two Aidim, it needs a Bezdin. That's correct. Isurim is something which you go to your local rabbi and he decides, it's good, it's no good. However, the Baruch Be'er in Gittin, and the Shlomo Hyman in Gittin, Simon Dalet, they all brought that Reb Chaim had a Sofik. Shmuel Razovsky at the beginning of Makis, they all bring from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim Mibrisk said that even if a Dovah Shebe'erva needs two Eidim in Bezdin, but the Psak, that's only for accepting the evidence, but the Psak, whether this lady is a Erva or not, she's Mekudesh, she's Megoresh, she's Posel, she's not, any Psak in Dovah Shebe'erva could be that your local rabbi could pass him. It's not a Din Torah. The accepting of two Eidim needs Bezdin. If we'll go along with this, that Zoyna is Isurim, it certainly goes to your local rabbi. Even if we're going to go like the Tesis Reed, that it's a Dovah Shebe'erva, maybe it's a Dovah Shebe'erva, maybe Bezdin will have to accept the haters, but the Psak is your local rabbi. Here I'd like to suggest that here, this Zoyna, she needs to, people have to know, every coin has to know, is she a Zoyna or not? Who is the issue with? The issue in Bezdin is between the people involved in Bezdin, the guy who wants the money and the guy not. So Bezdin passing up the case and that's it. It's not an issue which has got anything to do with the world. Any of the world just come afterwards. However, this lady, her child is a child of Yisurim. Every kohen has to go to his rabbi, can I get married to this lady? So the lady says, well, what's the question? The question, she was taken to captivity. Well, she's got a migu. The guy says, what do you mean? Ah, she's got no migu. I saw her in captivity. So the rabbi is going to say, listen, you're stuck. You can't get married to her. Here, everyone is going to be made. So we have the case of the purchaser, where the case wanted to differentiate. And here we said, this is exactly the real narration. We have the case of the guy stole the candelabra. Over here, we said here, that everyone's going to be made to the Raj, but the Mig is good, because it's Paskin in Bezdin. The question of the Shvuy, or the lady taken to captivity, here I'm going to take every guy on his own, he's going to have to go along, and he's going to Paskin, and here everyone's going to be like the Ri, because it's the issue of each and every guy. The Al-Sugya, the Ktzois also threw into the Zri and Rajbo. Here, I must admit, I don't know what to say. I don't know what's pshat, but it's certainly got nothing to do with anything that we've discussed until now. There's two basic differences between our Gemara and everything else that we've discussed. This Kohen who comes along, He's not saying anything like all these other guys are saying. All these other guys, both the Taisvas and the Purchasers and the Shvuyah, all these guys all came along and they said, listen, Amigo is based on alternative Taina. The alternative Taina is garbage. It's Sheker. If you would have walked into Bezin, I would have been your Taina. And you would have said your alternative Taina, I would have told you to get out of here. It's Sheker. Can I use Amigo, which is based on alternative Taina, when I myself know that alternative Taina is Sheker? It has no basis. This Kohen, when he sees this guy saying to Bezin, he says, I want to be believed that I've got kids. Because if not, I'll get her out of the bounds of Yibum by giving you a get. Giving a get is not a sheker, and it's not an emes. It's a metzias. If you give your wife a get, she's out. She has no Yibum. That's it. The fact that you're a Kohen, and you've got problems of being a Kohen, and because a Kohen does not get married to a Grusha, that does not mean that the alternative way of getting her out of the bounds of Yibum is not an alternative way. It is an alternative way. You've got your problems as a Kohen. So I've got two problems with this understanding. What is this whole Riaz? Why does this Riaz not want to accept this Migu for this Kohen? Firstly, the Kohen is not at all saying that the Taina is not an acceptable Taina. That's the first problem. The second problem is, even if I would agree that Gerushin was a process which was matir a woman to everyone and not Kohanim, it's not true. Kohanim also, this woman becomes mutter to everyone. There's a new issue of Gerushin. But even if it wasn't like that, even if there was a boundary to the koiches of a get, and she would not become mutter to a Kohen. But because the Kohen is not disputing, he's not saying that the get is shaken, he's just saying that he has no way of getting married to the woman, so why should this bother us at all? And the truth is, the Achroine, Rav Chanan Wasserman in Kovitzurim, in Chelek Beis, he's got a whole long sugi of Migu, and he goes into the old sugi called, which is known in the yeshiva world as a Migu Koyach Taine, that since one Taine is based on the other Taine, it gets the boundaries of the original Taine, and it's that itself is a whole Torah, all that exists. And with that he wants to go into the Riaz. But whatever it is, Al Sugye, whether you go along with that or you don't, has got nothing to do with any of the discussions that we've had. So once again, we'll take all four choices and we'll suggest each one of the cases we've got a different issue. Our Gemara is bichlal a separate issue, nothing to do with the Ri and the Rashi. We have to go into the mechanics of Migu to understand it. And each and every case, as we discussed, has got its separate issue. And the main issue is that the Ri and the Rashi discussed Tanino, and they didn't discuss Migu. Our sugi is Migu klape acherim. Doesn't Migu help for a third guy who does not have this alternative Taina, or does he not? It's a Migu de Kezayla. The Ri and the Rashi is a Taninon de Kezayla. So there are two worlds. The only place that we could compare the Ri and the Rashi was to Kuvav, with his purchases, which also Tanino. Over there, the Ktsais wanted to differentiate, maybe not. And that's the summary of the discussion called Migu Klape Achei. Amigo, where I come out the Seder, and there's a third guy who doesn't want to accept this Migu. Does he have the Migu automatically or not? That is the issue of the Sugi. Just a quick Vatera. The Mitzvah Tefillin is mentioned at the end of the Parsha. There's four Parshas Tefillin in the Torah. We have all four Parshas in our Tefillin. There's a difference. Two parshas have v'hoyu lo'is al yodecho, and two parshas say ukshartom lo'is al yodecho. The parshas of Krishna ukshartu v'hoyu kevi'acho. The other two parshas say v'hoyu. The question is, what is the difference? Why did the Torah change this lashon? So there's a lot of raid. Achronim speak out that maybe there's two parts to the mitzvah's tefillin. Tefillin has to be on your hand, and besides that, you actually have to tie it. That's the vohoyu, and that's the ukshalto. And there's big chidushim that the poskim discuss. Can a woman tie tefillin onto a man because she's not part of mitzvah's tefillin? There's a gemara in Menachos, there's Avnei Nezer, there's a deacon Ektzoris, there's a Rogatchover. There's a lot of poskim spoke about the shayla. I want to suggest that there's a few lines in the Meshech Chochmeh who says a beautiful idea, and if we'll take his idea a little further, we'll see that none of this, these tzedorim exist really, and you can't be medayik, because the Meshech Chochmeh also asked, why did the Torah change? And the Meshech Chochmeh says a beautiful idea. Meshech Chochmeh says that the Rambam in Yesaida Torah teaches us the following teaching. Says the Rambam, our belief in God is not based on all the Nisim of Mitzrayim, all the miracles in Mitzrayim. If a person bases his whole belief on the Nisim of Mitzrayim, ain't believer in Elodoyfi. His emunah is not sturdy. It's not a strong emunah. Our real emunah is based on Matan Torah. When the whole of Klal Yisrael were eyewitnesses, they heard with their ears and they saw with their own eyes that God spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's our emunah. But the emunah, until Matan Torah, the emunah which was based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's emunah reifefes, that's emunah sheyesh bo doifi. It's not a strong emunah. Says the Meshech Chochmeh, beautiful, in Parshas Meshalach, he says the Neshiro. He says that the two parshas, I'm changing a little bit from his words, the two parshas where the Torah says, Vohoyu, they are before Matan Torah. The two parshas of Kshartom, that's later on in the Torah, it's after Matan Torah. Tefillin is our emunah. We put our emunah onto ourselves. We tie our emunah onto our arms, close to our hearts. We believe in God and we tie this emunah to our hearts. Before Matan Torah, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the tefillin sat on our arms. But they were not tied there. After Matan Torah, the Torah changes of Shaltom. Then the emunah is tied onto our arms. That's what the Meshech Chochmeh teaches us. That's why the Torah says originally, Behoyu, the tefillin are sitting there, but you can move them. It's emunah sheyesh b'doifi. After Matan Torah, ukshartom, they tied because you eyewitnesses to every piece of our emunah. Ad kan divrei Meshech Chochmeh, v'zois habroche, is ma'irich, that's what it means. Torah tzivolonu moishu mirosho, till it's yankov. When did Torah become a mirosho? When did it become the Torah Doris after Vayibishur Melech bis Asif Rosh Hayom Yachad Shivtei Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael stood eyewitnesses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Moshe, then Torah became a Merosho. There's no way then the Torah continues the Torah Doris because it's sturdy emunah. Let's take this Meshech Chochmeh. Vohoyu Ukshartom. Achroinim in all different places wanted to say it's two different issues. There's mitzvahs, vohoyu, mitzvahs, ukshalto, vohoyu, the thing has to be on you, ukshalto, you have to tie it. According to Meshech Chochmeh, vohoyu, v'ranivu, there's no such thing. Vohoyu is, we're discussing the matzav of the tefillin on your hand. You don't have to tie them, someone else can tie them. The matzav of tefillin on your hand, before Matan Torah, is a matzav of vohoyu. After Matan Torah, it's a matzav of koshu. But it's a situation of being on your hand and being tied on your hand. Who actually ties it? That's not the discussion of the psukim. The wife could tie it like the pastors and the Gemara Menachos. The issue is how does the tefillin have to be connected to you? Do they have to be on you? Do they have to be tied on you? The Eibishter should help that our emunah should be an emunah which is tied and an everlasting we should always be sturdy in our emunah, and our emunah should be tied close to our hearts, on our arms.